This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is a Ben and Gabe podcast. Good morning, or afternoon, or night. That's the thing about podcasts. You can listen to them whenever you want. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, good day, good dreams, whatever it is, whatever you're doing. Get settled, get comfortable. We've got the hard-hitting topics as usual, topics that I have no idea about. Things like the Spice Girls, no idea. Kylie Minogue, no idea. Vitamins, no idea. I tell you what I do know about though, I know a lot about dogs. More specifically, dog poo. Yes, this week has been a learning curve for me. I am very fiery though. I'm not exactly sure why. Maybe it's stuff in my personal life. Who knows? None of your business. But I do attack Queensland. I have a little bit of an attack on Israel. I also attack people who don't pay for their public transport. Whatever. Just pay. It's easy. As usual, Ben and I end on a high note. If you consider verbally attacking each other a high note, then yes, that's how we finish. But anyway, I've said enough. Why not get comfortable, sit back, relax and enjoy the soothing sounds of Ben and Gabe.
We've got a fabulous show coming up this morning. We're going to be talking about the Spice Girls comeback later. Something you probably thought you'd never discuss, hey Gabe.
No, I never thought I'd discuss the Spice Girls, but I was looking at them with different eyes this morning.
Different eyes?
Yes.
A different approach.
A different approach. They're all quite good looking. I shouldn't say that, but they look amazing. They look so good. Sporty Spice still has abs. Better abs than she did back in the 90s.
Would you tap Sporty?
No.
No? Oh. No. Okay.
Scary. Jerry, sure. Sporty's yeah. Not really my...
Yeah.
Too much tracksuit pants rubbing against each other.
Too much. Chafing.
No, just too much sporting equipment. It wouldn't work.
You've got the shites.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. My run of bad luck has continued. Life isn't getting any better for me. but that's fine. I'm loving it. It's great.
Yeah, fabulous. We're going to be talking about one of my favourite things in the world to talk about.
All right. Yeah. What, you? Yourself? Is that it?
Well, we are going to talk about something that I need to get off my chest because I'm addicted to vitamins at the moment.
Oh.
Addicted. I'm hooked.
Oh, because, yeah, you've been looking a bit shabby recently.
It's yeah.
I saw you at the train station the other day.
Trying to get some change.
Asking for dollars.
Yeah, well, you know, I needed my next jar of B12s.
Oh.
Scratching my skin.
Yeah, okay.
I'm all irritated.
Oh, you're already red and bloody. I was going to say red and bloody, and I said ready. Anyway, we got this.
Oh, well, I got fisticuffs with someone in an alleyway trying to beat him to a jar of valerian.
Yeah, right.
We are going to be talking soon about Kylie. She had her birthday yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ah, happy birthday, Kylie.
Happy birthday, Kylie.
I know she listens.
I have something, though, that I want to discuss with you in regards to Kylie. We'll talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I look forward to it.
Joy!
We don't have any news today.
Oh, no. So James?
Where is James? I think he's on holiday.
Oh, really?
Up in Queensland.
Living the dream.
Yeah.
Lucky James.
Is it the blue state?
The blue state?
You know, the liberal voting state.
Oh, yeah. Racist? Is it? Redneck? Dodgy?
Well, I mean, you could state the obvious. I was just saying they voted liberal.
Yeah. You could blow up Queensland. Just get rid of it. Just blow it up.
On that note, Zara Larsson's right after this. Ruin My Life. That's kind of suitably titled, I guess.
I'm just logistically trying to think about if you could just blow up Queensland. I know you want to play a song, but if you just...
Shut it down,
okay,
Gabe.
Okay, goodbye.
Gabe, what do you think happened on the 28th of May in 1968?
Ooh.
Going to test your history skills now.
Colour TVs?
No, I reckon that happened much earlier than that.
Was that the year they started delivering the newspaper to people's homes?
No? Next you'd be saying it's when World War II ended.
Well, World War III?
I was trying to do some research on this. The only thing I could find was Kylie Minogue was born.
Oh, what do you mean? You knew that Kylie Minogue was born and then you did the research.
Absolutely.
Every day
absolutely.
Like
Kylie had her 51st birthday yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday.
So happy birthday, Kylie.
Yeah. We should have bought her something.
She's 51.
51.
Yeah.
She's amazing for 51.
She is amazing for 51.
Brilliant.
What could we have sent her?
Oh, I don't think she
bottle of shampoos.
Anything. She doesn't need anything. I mean, she's just living the dream, isn't yeah. she? I mean, maybe a successful relationship. That should, you know, that'd be all right.
She is having a successful relationship. She's got that guy. I think they've been together for like 2 years now.
2 years, that could fall apart pretty quickly. Over one weekend, in fact.
You're sounding a bit jaded right now, Gabe. Look, for anyone that remembers it, though, Kylie played Charlene on Neighbours over 30 years ago now.
Hot.
Where would Charlene be? Because in the show, I don't know if you remember this, but the storyline was when Charlene left Ramsay Street, she moved to Queensland with Scott.
Yeah, right. Oh.
Presumably still as a mechanic.
So she's voted for... Ah, she's one of those liberal voters.
Do you reckon she'd be a liberal voter?
All right, well, if she's in Queensland, I mean, it ruins everyone.
Not really great for a gay icon to be voting for ScoMo, is it?
No, no. Look, if Kylie was still Charlene and she was a mechanic, she'd definitely have a bad back. She'd probably be living in like an overgrown house, like with overgrown front yard, with like old Datsuns, like just sitting in there ready to be repaired.
This crazy old coot down the street that everyone wants evicted.
Yeah, exactly.
Would she have maintained the perm?
Ooh, yes.
Would she have this like cupboard full of like, you know, blonde wash number 9?
No, that she wouldn't even keep her clothes in the cupboard. She'd just have them on the floor. It's a wardrobe. She's a mechanic. Come on, she's got no time for that. She'd probably have quite a few kids.
Yeah, would she still be with Scott, though?
No, she'd be with Samantha, I reckon.
Yeah, she would have come out as a lesbian, hey?
Hells yeah.
Yeah.
Hells yeah. Actually, I want to find some photos of Kylie as a mechanic, because that'd be hot. Anyway, moving on. Happy birthday.
Are you saying you're turned on by
young sure.
Kylie as a mechanic?
Yeah, I reckon I would be. I'll have to get back.
You know, she wore King G overalls.
What's that?
King G, you know, the tradie brand King G.
Yep. All right.
And it's really funny, too, because when she had her exhibition on years ago, she had all these high designer, you know, costumes like Dior and Chanel and perfectly kept. And there were her her overalls, and it said designer King G.
Oh, right. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't know. Happy birthday, Kylie. She looks amazing for 51.
She does. Mm-hmm. All natural as well, I promise.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good on her.
Hi, this is Richard Stubbs. You're listening to the best breakfast program Joy can ever do on a Wednesday. It's Ben and Gabe.
You're not touching that, are you?
I got nothing. I got nothing to give away.
We've had a shout out from Darren.
Darren. Oh, the favourite housemate from last week.
Yeah. We had our housemates in last week for a housemate challenge, which you can hear on our podcast page, which is Ben and Gabe. What's Darren said?
Darren has texted in saying, "Hi, Ben." I don't know why he addressed it to you, but
he loves me.
Well, he's, nah. "Hey, Ben, how's your relationship with Ezra after last week? Because Gabe and I still aren't talking." Speaking of which, can you ask Gabe if she's still okay to feed her dog tomorrow night? Cheers. Love from Darren.
I thought it was your dog.
It is my dog. He's not in studio.
It's just his dog. It's just Darren's dog, but it's your dog as well.
It's not even Darren's dog. He made that all up, but it's totally my dog. I mean, if you put the dog in between me and Darren and called the dog, who do you think it would go to?
I don't know. Him?
Me. Anyway, I'm looking for a new place to live. So if anyone can help me out with that, that would be great. Also, just a really quick mention that if you're the person that lives on the 6th floor of the Virgin Active building across the road, maybe close your curtains before you take your clothes off, because we just watched you during that song break.
We got way too excited for that though, didn't we? Like you mentioned it. You're like, oh, they're gone. I still went to the window.
Yeah. And then they did come back.
Oh, we need to get a life.
We do.
I was having coffee with someone the other day and I could see across the road the tram stop and I could see the inspectors waiting.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, ooh. Can you imagine the fear people are going to get from when they see those inspectors? Mm-hmm. They incite so much fear.
Yeah, well.
They do.
They don't.
They do.
Guilt.
I think they do.
People who haven't paid are guilty when they see that. But
sure.
You know, just pay it. It's not so bad. Just pay for your tram ride.
Speaking from experience.
Yeah, I always pay.
Yeah, sure.
Except for when I don't. We have had a text on the text line. They said, "I saw tram inspectors getting on the tram and panicked. I swallowed all my Mikey cards," which is very funny. I had a very similar story at Splendor in the Grass, actually.
Uh-huh. So. What happened? You swallowed all your Mikey cards. Sorry, yeah. I stuffed that joke up for you, didn't
okay.
I?
Yeah. Everyone else got it. That's fine. You'll catch up.
Hello, this is Julia Zemiro, and you're listening to Ben and Gabe.
You look like you've been triggered. I feel like you've got some Splendor in the Grass PTSD.
I don't have Splendor in the Grass stories, but I have lots of tram inspector stories. Yeah, right. All I have to say is if I ever see someone in khaki, I have a heart attack.
Yeah.
Dummy Him, Sound of Silence.
Now, you're going to be praying for the sound of silence when you hear this story, Ben.
Why?
You know when something horrific happens and you just need to talk about it just to get it off your chest?
Absolutely. So I'll tell you what happened to me just before. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
No. Well, I need to talk about this because it's still haunting me.
Get it off your chest.
Went to a friend's house on Monday night, right? And we're having a nice dinner. And then when I went to leave, as I'm walking along the road, I noticed that something's dragging along next to my foot. And I looked down, it's scraping away. And it was a big leaf, like a really big leaf had fallen from the tree and was stuck to my shoe. I didn't think much of it.
Of course.
Pulled the leaf off, got in my car, and it was really cold. It was super cold. And my friend's house is super cold. So I was just sitting in the car. I had the heater going. I like to have my heater coming up from my feet, not at my face.
Of course. Love that feeling.
So it comes up.
Love a warm feeling between my legs.
Don't we all? Anyway, I was just like rubbing my hands together, trying to get warm. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, boy, it really smells in my car. It smells a bit like. Look, this is a breakfast show and I know that people might be eating their breakfast and it's too early.
Yes.
So I don't want to say exactly what it smelt like, but I looked down at my shoe and I had stepped in what appeared to be I can't say this.
Light sour cream.
Yes, sour cream. Let's call it sour cream. So I'd stepped in some sour cream. That was what the leaf was stuck to.
Someone must have dropped a whole jar of it.
Must have come out of a dog. They did not.
A dog's backside. Mm-hmm. Big jar of sour cream. It was light.
Healthier for you. It didn't smell light. It was horrific, right? So I jump out of my car and I'm doing that thing, you know, when you're dragging your foot along the ground?
Yeah.
Trying to get the sour cream off. And anyway, so finally I get back in my car, my shoe is clean, no signs of sour cream, and I get back in, I drive about 3 or 4 blocks up the road, and I think to myself, gee, it still smells a lot like sour cream in here, and I look down at my hand, and it was all over my hand, it must have been on the leaf, it was all over my hand, then I looked down at the steering wheel. All over my steering wheel, my keys, all over my keys. It's all over the handle of the inside of my car.
Gabe.
There is sour cream everywhere. I'm driving like dry reaching, it was the most disgusting thing. I pulled over, but I had like serviettes, but because I had the heater on, it had dried.
Yeah.
So I had dry sour cream on my hands. I'm trying to scrape it off with these old serviettes I had in my car. I had nothing to wash my hands with. I look over in my cup holder. There's a 3-day-old half coffee cup. And I was like, I got to do it. I've got no option. Mm. So I had to pour the old coffee. And I must admit, there was a couple of cigarette butts floating in there. This is the story of my life. So I'm washing my hands.
I'm never getting in your car ever.
It was disgusting. I went home, had a shower, just like, you know, when that shower scene, just scraping everything off your body.
You're scrubbing yourself like you're in prison.
It was horrific, right? So
like
I get
it's your
out.
Last shower.
Obviously, I burnt my clothes because the shower cream was all over that.
All these dead spirits flew up in the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had to get some like paper towels and wipe down the whole inside of my car. Then I set that on fire. I'm just saying, if your dog does a sour cream on the side of the road, pick it up. It's only fair.
Exactly.
This is the story of my life.
With a biodegradable bag.
Mm-hmm, if you want. Whatever. I don't care what bag you use. As long as... Do you know what? Really quick story. My dog went to the park. He did a sour cream, but I didn't have a bag with me. So I dropped the dog off at home. I grabbed a bag, went back out to pick up the sour cream, and I caught up with a friend on the side of the road. She lives across the road. And I realized when I went home that the whole time she'd been talking to me, I had a bag of sour cream in my hand, but no dog. Anyway, that's enough about sour cream. It's too early for
Gabe,
this.
I need to bring a big bottle of Purell into the studio.
It's gross.
And I did wonder why there was a fly going around your head.
Okay, cool.
Joy!
There's so much happening in the world, Gabe.
There is.
Mass and destruction and everything's in shambles.
You're like, so much. I can't think of any of it right now, but it's happening.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
whether you know about it or not.
Do you want to know the biggest thing that happened in the last few days?
Kylie turned 51?
No, that was yesterday. Spice Girl!
Great.
They had their comeback.
Amazing.
Yeah, over the weekend.
But did they ever
leave? You sound really excited. You're really enthralled.
I'm not that into the Spice Girls, but whatever. You know, some of us don't like spicy things. Ah.
You don't like spice in your food?
No, I do. I love
it. You like other things spicy, though?
Yep.
back on topic. The Spice Girls did their first show since 2012 when they did the Olympics. They've just kicked off their stadium tour of the UK. They did their first show in Dublin on, I think it was Friday night.
Okay.
A lot of people weren't happy. Apparently a lot of people left because they were plagued by sound problems.
Yeah.
Apparently there were lots of like issues with their mics and people complained they couldn't hear the girls singing properly.
Well, is that something to complain about? I mean, maybe they did that on purpose.
I'll leave them alone.
I think that was calculated and they thought, and then they realised that Posh Spice wasn't there and they're like, no, turn the volume up. She's not here.
Apparently they used to turn her mics off, she said.
Yeah, they did. She's terrible at singing, but boy, does she know how to bag a good guy.
She's a good guy.
Well, she got David Beckham and he's hot.
She knows how to put an outfit together.
She does. She does. And she doesn't know how to smile though, but that's okay.
I reckon though, they failed to mention the sound of gay men screaming was what the real issue was for the issues with the mics. Like you couldn't hear the Spice Girls singing because gay men were just screaming.
They do look amazing.
They do look great. Are there any you sort of feel remotely attracted to or gravitate towards?
Oh, Jerry Spice.
Yeah, she's the naughty one.
Yeah, she's hot.
She's not as fun as she used to be though. She's a little bit plain Jane now.
Oh,
she's toned down the image.
Yeah.
She's gone all upper class.
Yeah, look, I don't want to change the subject, but you know how Scary Spice came out a few months ago and said that they had a sneaky patch?
Yeah, of course.
And they were like, oh, Jerry will be really upset with that. Mm. I was a bit upset that Jerry would be upset by that. What? Oh, so you kissed a girl, whatever.
I know.
They do look amazing. Sporty Spice, she looks better than she did 20 years ago.
I reckon she does too.
She's got abs like
she's got blue hair.
It's ridiculous, her abs. She looks really great, but I mean, does she still have to wear a tracksuit?
She's sporty, Gabe.
I know, but you got to get, I mean.
Apparently, I've also heard that Baby was backstage. They were late half an hour because Baby was like cracking at backstage.
Oh, really?
Wouldn't go on stage without her chocolate milk.
Oh, just having a little temper tantrum.
Listen, I want to talk more about comebacks because this is probably like the comeback of the year.
Yes.
I reckon we need to talk more about comebacks.
Yeah, like who you'd want to see come back.
Exactly.
Oh, who would I want to see come back?
Singer, actor, anyone
Does
famous
my dad
in
count?
History. Of course.
Okay, I'd love to see him.
I don't know if it's going to happen.
Okay, cool. Shake it off. Shake it off with Tay Tay. You're listening to Ben and Gabe on Joy. Ben is dancing, which is why I'm talking, and I wish you would. Why are you grinding?
Are you liking my dancing?
It was fine until you started grinding that chair, and please, no more twerking.
Is it like those APA singles nights? You know, those concerts they do for old timers where they're like, you're old, but you're even older if you're coming to this show. Is that how I'm dancing?
It's exactly like that. It's like you look like you'd be over it. At an over 28s club, but not just over 28s, over 48s. Why do you do that?
If I had a band, we'd be called the Hit Replacements or something.
You do a very stiff jazz hands. Very stiff jazz
hands. We were just talking about the Spice Girls before they did their comeback show over the weekend. They're doing their stadium tour of the UK. Mm. We want to know who you'd like to see make a comeback.
Yes, we've had a text in from Liz.
What did Liz say?
She said she'd like to see Freddie Mercury, and then she wrote, oh, wait, he's dead. Well, Liz, have you seen Weekend at Bernie's? I think it would be an interesting. What if they did a comeback of Weekend at Bernie's? That guy's been dead for 30 years. I mean, there's going to be parts flying off. Okay, so dead or alive?
Bit Michael Jackson-y.
Yeah, exactly, just a handful.
Everyone gets a little cup of embalming fluid as they come in.
Liz, we're happy to take that as an answer. Freddie Mercury is fine. I'd love to see him do a comeback tour, as smelly as it would be. But, dead or alive.
All right, let's not touch that one, Gabe. What about the Wiggles?
Yeah.
Because, you know, the Wiggles are still going, but what about the original lineup?
Yeah. Yeah, they were great.
I hate the current lineup of the Wiggles.
Shock horror, Ben.
No, they're so clean and safe these days.
Yeah, well, it's the Wiggles. It's a kids' show. What do you want them to do?
Those old Wiggles, they knew how to party. There was a reason why Jeff was sleeping all the time.
Yeah.
He didn't have sleeping issues. It was because he was partying the night before.
Oh, I thought he was...
That's rock and roll, my friend.
I thought he was drinking the blue drinks. Wake up, Jeff.
I saw them perform at my primary school in the 90s.
Oh, wow.
That show was lit.
Lit.
They were high on red cordial.
Yeah.
Lit.
They were just, yeah, wow.
That's, said lit about three times.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. Have you got photos with you and the Wiggles?
No.
Photos or it didn't happen.
I remember Dorothy the dinosaur was there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Fun time.
Where is Dorothy? Is she in rehab, you reckon? What about Minerva?
I don't know. I think pretty much that she's extinct now. I don't know, there was a meteor or something.
Now, we don't have any news on today.
No, there's all is well in the world.
Yes.
Everyone slept well and they woke up cheery and
Not
there's
really.
No
it's
wars.
All in shambles.
All the wars have been cancelled.
What?
Palestinians are roaming free. Oh, who knows? No, it's not happened. Yeah. Did hear about that.
Gabe, something that's really serious right now we need to talk about.
Yeah.
Our country is being faced with a medical epidemic.
Oh, no.
And I'm struggling with it. I'm hooked. I'm a junkie.
Oh.
I have something to fess up to.
Oh, here we go.
I'm addicted to vitamin supplements.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I thought this was serious. And I mean, vitamin supplements are just a made up thing, really.
They're not. They're very serious.
You might as well eat M&Ms. At least they taste good. Vitamins don't do anything.
Well, I'm taking about 5 different ones per day.
Wow.
Is that an issue?
That is an issue.
Yeah.
That's too many.
Right.
How much do you spend? I mean, what's your habit costing you?
The problem with vitamin supplements, though, is like you're a slave to the vitamin supplements because you've got to take them with your food.
Yeah.
So everything is timed around these vitamin supplements. It's like, oh, I'm eating. Okay, I've got to take my healthy hair, skin and nails. I've got my cold and flu defense.
Mm.
My only thing is I'm kind of worried that they're not working.
Well, rightly so, because they don't do anything anyway. But why would you think this, Ben?
Because I'm taking B vitamins for brain function.
Oh, yeah?
The problem is I reckon I'm getting dumber.
Mm-hmm.
The other day I was on my computer and I was on my laptop and I was opening and closing all these windows because there was this sound coming out from this video. I'm like, where's the sound coming from?
Yeah.
I realised it was coming from my phone on my lap.
Oh, you idiot. Mm. And you're sitting on the chair backwards and you've got your headphones on the wrong way. So you're not, maybe.
You're not exactly the greatest, like, you know, person for health though, Gabe. I mean, those 7-Eleven coffees aren't making you look any younger.
Oh, thank you. Well, maybe instead of using vitamins, you should just try a night cream or something.
Try that.
Oh, you do? We'll get a better one. One that's tested on dolphins or something.
Speak
one that
for
works.
Yourself, Leatherface.
You're on Joy with Ben and Gabe, which might be breaking up soon. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.